Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Trans-Alaska Pipeline operator Alyeska ranks cyber attacks as one of its top risks. The Alaska Energy Desk's Elizabeth Harbaugh reports on a pipeline security center in Anchorage known as the Bat Cave.
The people who work in this room see themselves as undercover crime fighters like Batman.
These three monitors are just a few of the things that the cybersecurity engineers are watching every day.
Alyeska's Bill Rossetti is pointing at a wall of data flowing down three giant screens hanging above the cubicles. For Rossetti and his staff, weird activity on one of the colorful charts rippling across the screens could indicate something serious.
Anything that's not normal is something that needs to be investigated.
Rossetti is Alyeska's chief information officer. It's his job to keep cyber attackers at bay. Rossetti takes that job seriously because the Trans-Alaska Pipeline is getting hit by cyber attacks all the time, and not just a few.
We see about 22 million attacks a day.
And that's an average.
It can be 6 or 7 million some days and 45 million the next.
These are mass automated attacks, often coming from servers overseas. Rossetti says so far, none of the cyber attacks have been successful. But the challenge is growing. Rossetti says the rate of cyber attacks has roughly doubled in the last 5 years. Rossetti says they have all kinds of goals and all kinds of techniques.
Some are very focused. That's called spear phishing, where they're aimed at our CFO, trying to get people to wire them money.
And then there's attacks that threaten the Trans-Alaska Pipeline itself. As the energy industry settles into the internet age, more of its machinery is controlled remotely by computers. If someone manages to breach those systems, there could be dangerous, real-world consequences.
Anywhere from a spill to loss of the command of the plant itself to explosion.
Jim Gwynn is a cybersecurity expert who helps energy companies prepare for cyber attacks.
There are those in the intelligence community that have openly said that they believe that an attack at scale could occur on U.S. soil or against a U.S. company within the next 12 to 24 months.
Gwynn couldn't speak specifically to the cyber threat facing the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
Some Delta Junction junior high school students walked out of class yesterday in solidarity with others across the nation demonstrating against gun violence. Delta Greeley School District Superintendent Laurel Jackson says 29 students left class around 10 a.m. She says they were supervised by staff and returned to class after a short time. Jackson says those who weren't able to explain why they were walking out were sent back, but no students were disciplined. There were also walkouts at other Alaska schools, including in Juneau and Haines, but most, like Fairbanks, are closed this week for spring break. 22 mushers are signed up to compete in this weekend's 73rd running of the Open North American Championship in Fairbanks. The ONAC field includes four-time past champion Buddy Streeper of British Columbia and his wife Lena, who's also a regular top finisher, as well as a mix of veterans and rookies from around the state and outside.
This will be my first race in Alaska.
Alex Crittenden and her 24 dogs made the trip to Fairbanks from Wyoming to compete in the Open North American.
We've just had a great race season, and I just wanted to try something different, experience something new, do some races in Alaska, and of course, Open North American, it's the sprint race, right? So why not?
Crittenden, who's coming off a fourth place finish in Wyoming's Pedigree Stage Stop race, says her trip north went smoothly. Another ONAC rookie traveled from even farther away.
Doug Butler, New Haven, Vermont.
And had a little rougher journey.
We got the old truck and it only broke down 3 times and the cops were only called on us twice, so we're in good shape.
The 60-something musher and cow farmer says racing the Open North American is a 30-year dream.
It doesn't matter if I'm first or last, the people and experiences and the fun is just my lifetime adventure.
We are the longest running race, and it's a big deal to run the ONAC.
Alaska Dog Mushers Association President Paula Cisnero says pulling off this year's event has taken a lot of trail work due to above average snowfall.
They spent weeks just taking down trees that have bent over in the trail, and I'm not talking small willows. They were bigger, you know, birch and cottonwood that had just bent over the trail. So it took a lot of work. The borough came in with their Bombardier and pulled their big drag around to make the trail better.
Cisnero says the deep snow has also drawn moose onto trails.
We did have a team that did injure a dog in a moose hole during training because they just stepped in a moose hole, but we've had a tremendous amount of moose out there this year.
The Open North American gets underway at the Mushers Hall tomorrow at 1 p.m. Friday and Saturday feature 20-mile heats, followed by a longer final run Sunday. The musher with the fastest combined time over the 3 days of racing wins. Teams are competing for a $32,000 purse, down from last year's $40,000. I'm Dan Bross.